Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, so you call into the show. It begins with a quick conversation with senior producer Ian, or with Coleman, if Ian is off and Coleman is in the other studio. This is the beginning of a process. It's not screening for opinions. Ian and Coleman are screening for your name, location, and the ability to converse with me. All opinions are welcomed. Let me repeat that. All opinions are welcome. But here are the rules. First of all, be courteous to Ian or Coleman. Answer the questions you are asked and keep it short. No pontificating on the phone with Ian or Coleman. Any rudeness will lead to you not getting on the air with me. And these rules are set. While you're on hold, and we apologize if it takes a while to get to your call, but we're busy and there's a lot that needs to be talked about. Listen to the show through your phone. Do not listen to the radio, which is in delay. That could cause you to lose your spot when we come to callers. You can put the show on speaker, but when I come to you, please remove the phone from speaker and talk directly into the phone. Once you're on the air with me, let's simply have a conversation. I will allow you time to talk and make your point. Now, if you have been talking for a period of time, I may interject or redirect the conversation. Time on the air is a conversation. It is not a monologue. It is not a campaign speech for your candidate. And again, these are rigid rules that we have. And we have every right to make these rules for calling into our show. We're under no obligation to take all calls. We're under no obligation to allow a caller to say everything they want to say. And as host of the show, it's my job to keep the show moving and to keep it interesting. Some callers get more time than other callers. You may get more time than some. Some may get more time than you. Life ain't fair. Wear a helmet. Again, we are under no obligation to take all calls or to let every listener say everything they might want to say. Our show does an admirable job of allowing all opinions on the air. And we allow more opposing views than conservative radio talk shows across this country, which are dedicated to only promoting Trump and conservative ideology. We will not allow misinformation. We will not allow things that are not facts. We will not allow this talk about the election was stolen. We're not going to allow any of that stuff on the show. We don't have to. And be prepared for me to interrupt if you start rambling about misinformation, hearsay, or plain old BS from brainwashed people. Be prepared for me to interrupt. Again, these are our rules. If you insult me or Ian or anyone on WWL, we're going to end the conversation. There are times that we may end conversations. We have a right to do that. And finally, I cannot possibly please every caller. And I'm not going to even try. I've never attempted to try to please everybody. But follow the basic rules, and your call can be part of a very highly successful, highly entertaining talk show. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would just add, everybody knows that we can't do the show without the callers. So when we say these are the rules,
we can.
But we...
I mean, the callers are part of our show.
Sure, like when the phones were out for three weeks, we did it without the callers.
I guess I want the callers to know that it's our choice to have callers on the air. We don't have
to.
There's no FCC regulation.
No,
there's no company policy. WWL does not require me to have calls on the air. So this is something that we choose to do. It is a privilege. It is not a right to get on the show.
Yeah, there's no terms and conditions here. This isn't a service that you have, like, paid for.
Correct.
And it's neither that is a service that you agreed contractually to, like, behave by certain rules. Like, when you sign up for a Facebook account or a Twitter account, there's terms and conditions. You probably don't remember having done that, but whenever you set those accounts up on social media, you said, yes, I won't, you know, use this kind of slurs, or I won't post, you know, pornography or things like that. You didn't do anything like that with WWL. So if we don't like you,
right,
then we just don't have to deal with you. And it, there's no recourse for you in that regard, which just speaks to the point. It is a privilege. It is not a right. There is no guarantee to be, you know, we'll treat you with respect and care as much as it's possible to do that. But if you cannot return the favor, then we'll just never hear from you again. And that's fine.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And if we don't like you and you're entertaining, we may keep you on the air anyway.
Yeah, we'll drag it out.
This is all about entertainment. You know, let's make no mistake about that.
Indeed.
So, those are just the rules. And if you want to brush up on any of the rules, I mean, this whining and complaining, you didn't get enough time, or you cut me off. So what? It's our show. We try to accommodate everybody. And we face certain challenges when we try to accommodate everybody. But we do a hell of a job getting opposing views on this show. So stop this whining and complaining about, oh, you never let our side say anything. The people who call this show who disagree with me are many. And they get a chance to say a lot. But again, we can't please every listener. And every listener is not going to get a chance to say every single thing they want to say. We have breaks to get to. We have a lot of things. So I just, after yesterday's show, I just had this fresh new look about having some rules. So if you want to refresh your memory, the rules are posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Check them out.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.